BMW.
How are you doing this morning?
Well, for Friday Eve, it's not raining, so I'm in good shape.
Later, though.
Got a 70% chance around 8 o'clock, I think, but it's supposed to slack off a little bit in that late afternoon and then start back up tonight.
Day today outside starting at I think 12 or 11 or something, but I don't know if it's rain or shine or not, but if it's raining I probably won't go.
Get me on that one. Hey, give me about 30 seconds. I'm fixing to go in my bad spot.
This new board game that we really like, so we're gonna we started it last night. It takes several hours to play through it, but it's really good. It's like it's called Obsession, and it's like Victorian England high society version of Monopoly. That's the best way I can describe it, but it's a lot of fun. So we started a game last night, got about halfway through it. We'll probably finish it up Friday and then maybe start another one. So yeah, play through a few times so we can really learn it. It has a lot of rules and a lot of different things about it, so it takes a while to learn it.
We may do a board game or something. I don't know. We just I think the granddaughters are coming over on Saturday, Sunday, and to do the swap out, but I'm not sure on that.
Either way.
Good to see him.
A new automatic antenna tuner finally. Don't know if I mentioned that earlier this week, but yeah, I was doing some park hunting last night. And man, this tuner is nice and fast and it's quiet. No, it's not a box of switches, and yeah, I love it. It works great so far.
You can like remote control it from the office.
It does have, Palstar doesn't make the software for it. Some guy just made it, but he figured out the protocol, and he's got a desktop application where you can monitor it and see what it's doing, so I can tell when it's done tuning. I might try some remote stuff. Maybe not today if we do the field day, but maybe tomorrow. Well, tomorrow I'm home, so maybe next week I'll try to do some remote operating from the office.
I know my tuner is. You know, when you hit the button, it sits there and goes click, 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 until it finally tunes up.
Zipper motors, because it has an actual, you know, it's got an air variable capacitor and a variable inductor, and it just, you know, basically, you know, you think of your manual tuner with the knobs, it basically just have motors that drive the knobs, and, yeah, super quiet, and, yeah, it does a great job, so I'm real happy with it so far, and it really better do a good job for what it costs, so, you know, I don't regret spending the money, though.
Yeah, I don't have all that much in my radio setup. And that, but it works well for what I use it for. I planned on using it a lot more when I retire.
I got my Diamond Hunter certificate last night. I didn't even know that they gave you those things, but I did log into the POTA site and found that it did have record of all of my contacts with the activators. And I think I've worked like 53 QSOs with 49 unique parks, but it went ahead and gave me the 50, you know, the Diamond 50 Hunter thing. I don't know. But that's pretty cool.
Yeah, I think last time I looked, that was like one or two from 400.
Those weirdly named awards, I guess, with that many?
I've got probably six or eight, I guess. I think I got one for 50, maybe one for 100, 200, 300.
Yeah, I'm probably going to try to start doing it a lot more because it is a lot of fun. I worked, there was this a pair of operators working in this park in South Dakota yesterday, and I worked one in, I think, Idaho. I can't remember. And then one in, I forget where the other one was, maybe Georgia.
From my location, man, northern Georgia is really, really hard to get. on that, but I only lack one or two more states to get my worked all states. But I mean, I have worked them all, but I don't have all the confirmation. Some states just won't hardly give you a confirmation.
Yeah, I was working 20 meters yesterday, but you know, the Georgia station was really weak. I mean, I was probably getting him on just barely ground wave from where I was, but managed to work. If I had to use the noise reduction and you know, reduce the RF gain, try to get rid of some of the noise and pull the signal out. But yeah, I got it, and yeah, it's a lot of fun. You know, I want to go out and do an activation sometime. It's just hard to get away from the house sometimes, but one of these days I'll get over to King Mountain and give it a try.
You know, they got parks on the air for other countries. I've made a few contacts down in the Central Americas and some of the islands.
I realized that they had expanded out into other countries, but that's pretty cool.
England contact on parks on the air yet, but I've got some, like I said, some Central America and some of the islands.
Weekend, and I, you know, did like a little practice run setting up the buddy pole and making sure I had everything in the box that I needed to set up, you know, with my laptop and stuff if I did do the park activation. But so that's all ready to go. I've got a couple of those plastic Sterilite containers that have the radio and you know, all the cables and signal link and stuff like that if I do digital. So yeah, I'm ready to go. I just need to find the time.
And I think I got a few POTA contacts on FTA.
They're not uncommon. A lot of people are doing digital because, you know, especially the younger operators, they tend to be really mic shy. You don't have to talk to people.
Try to get along without talking to people.
I mean, my 16-year-old, like, he got his license, but he does not want to talk on the microphone. He's much more interested in doing the digital stuff.
Article, it said only like 26% of the teens and that have their license now. They just don't see a need for it versus like 60% in my time.
High school, everybody could not wait to get their driver's license. It was like 100%.
When you turned 15, you went and got that permit and then got a restricted, right?
Live their lives online now, and it's scary. I mean, we took the computer away, you know, when Tommy was, you know, doing all that other crap a couple weeks ago. We took the computers and games away and everything, and now that he doesn't have that, he actually wants to get his license now and get a job. So I think he's finally realized that, you know, how much the internet was sucking his life away.
What to do, you get involved in something and turn around and a couple hours been passed.
Yesterday online, I'm hoping maybe I'll get one for Christmas.
There's a guy I talked to a couple of times up in Canada that he does mobile from some spot, but man, he has real good success.
I used to ATOS because that would work with my FT100D, but I also was looking at the Diamond because it's about, I think the Diamond is maybe a little cheaper and it's not proprietary to one rig. I think it is like a manual tune, though. Like, it'll move, but it comes with a switch, like, up and down. So I don't know. I'm not sure, because, you know, I only have the one Yaesu radio, and I might rather put my 480 in the car, because that's a 200-watt radio. But just not sure yet. I need to do a little bit more research into what I can use with that radio.
What about one of them Tar Heel antennas?
I think those are probably too much money. I missed that one. What did you say?
I priced it. Sorry about that. I was trying to get on the interstate. Truck beside me, and then a truck parked at the end of the ramp.
I think the Tar Heels are close to a grand when you get done with everything.
A baby Tar Heel, I think it just won't do 80.
I don't really need 80, but also the Tar Heels have a shorter whip than a lot of the other ones. They have more coil, so I'd rather have more whip and less coil than less whip and more coil.
Busy out here today.
Northbound side too is pretty busy up here. I'm at I'm up here like 67 or so, and yeah, it's busy out here this morning.
Yeah, I'm at the 68.
Exactly where I am, but I'm passing this I don't know, this some building, I can't see what it is. I'm 68, just passing now.
We must have just passed each other then, because I'm coming up on the exit for the northbound business 85.
The debate I'm having with myself right now is, do I want to keep the D710 in my car or just put the FT100D in here, which does HF and VHF and UHF, you know, so I can do this repeater. The only thing is I lose APRS, but I don't know how much I really need APRS. I hardly ever use it for anything except beaconing my position, so I'm thinking I could probably live without it and just switch to the FT100D in the car.
Just like mine, but man, they didn't leave a lot of room for any kind of radio or anything.
There's no way I could put them both in here.
Any place I'd have for a HF rig would be up on a dash, and that's just asking for the heat to attack it or somebody to steal it.
I was trying to get on around a truck that was doing 35 miles an hour in the middle lane for some stupid reason.
Put a HF rig in here, but the only place I'd have to put it would be up on the dash, and that's just asking for the heat to get to it or for somebody to see it and steal it.
Set of airbags to throw it into your face at 200 miles an hour.
Wouldn't be good. KN4 TFW.
Yeah, you have to be very careful about where you put stuff in cars now, too, because the airbags, I think mine come out of the top of the dash, so if I were to put a radio on the dash, I'd definitely have the risk of having those airbags throw it at me if I were to get in an accident.
About it. I think this one comes out the steering wheel.
But I think there's airbags in both of the pillars. There's one in the dash. Yeah, you know, two in the dash that come out, I think, one either side. And, definitely got a hazard there.
Good old days when you didn't have to worry about that stuff.
Everybody was distracted by their phone while they were driving.
Yeah, that is. I was just thinking, you know, everybody, when you pull up to the, like, fast food restaurant, they ask you if you're going to be using the mobile app. And, I mean, it's... They give you a better deal if you're using your phone riding down the road.
All these companies encourage you to use your phone while you're driving, but, I don't know. I don't think the penalties are stiff enough for using your phone while you're driving.
With you on that. Yeah, it's like if I order the pizza online and go pick it up, it's like, you know, $7 or $8. If I call it in, it's $18.
The quick trip to get my coffee or whatever, there's signs all over the place. Get our mobile app for deals. Get our mobile app for deals.
That mobile app needs to be hooked to your GPS. If you move it, it don't work.
My car has a little charging cradle in the dashboard that you put your phone in. So if you want to charge your phone with the wireless charger, you know, you've got to put your phone down there in the dashboard where you can't see it.
But it'll probably still take a call, right? It just pops up on the dash for something for you to hit to take it.
I've got Android Auto in this car, so you know, when I plug the phone in or it connects on the car's Wi-Fi, I can do everything that I need to do on the phone using the dashboard. So yeah, I don't have to look down, I don't have to look away from the road. And the user interface is pretty simple, so I can make calls, and I can even do voice response and say, hey, text Courtney that I'll be home late, you know, or whatever else. So it's pretty hands-free, and it's a lot less distracting.
This one, I can at least hit a button and tell it, you know, text Susan or something like that.
Buttons on the steering wheel to activate and deactivate the voice response, and I can just say, you know, hey, Google, and tell it what to do.
And with this one is like, if I'm playing the radio and Susan texts me or something and I touch it, it doesn't turn off the radio to let you listen to the audio. It does them both at the same time, and it's like, it's really confusing and hard to hear.
It's a little confusing, but I wonder if it's an option that you can adjust in the settings or something.
Mine in that setting, you'll have to be parked in the driveway 30 minutes to try to find it.
Yeah, I hear that. My car is the same way. The menus are pretty deep. Calls from turning over 90,000 miles on this car.
Good. I think I got like 32 on this thing.
October of 22, so, I've had it just not quite 3 years, and turning over 90K already. I guess I do have a really long commute. Article yesterday that apparently South Carolina had some big law enforcement push a couple weeks ago to write people tickets for failing to move over. And when I initially read the article, I thought they were talking about the, you know, don't stay in the left lane, move over, but they were really talking about moving over for vehicles on the side of the road. And they wrote something like 2,800 tickets for it in those 5 days.
Have to move over or slow down?
Slow down or move over, and a lot of people, I guess, just don't do it. So they wrote darn near 3,000 tickets for it in 5 days.
I see it all the time. They won't slow down, and it's like, yeah, I just slow down. Even if there's, you know, an extra lane or whatever, you know, like he's on the shoulder, but there's a turning lane, I still slow down at least a little bit.
Yeah, the law doesn't say how much you have to slow down. It's completely at the discretion of the officer. So, you know, one officer could expect you to slow down by 10 miles an hour, but another one might expect you to slow down by 20, and it's just an uneven application.
The slowdown option, I think, is better than the couple of states is move over. Man, what a traffic jam that is.
Create a mess. More dangerous, having to force an entire highway full of traffic to move over a lane or, just have to slow down. I think it's probably safer just to slow down and not do the lane change because, you know, lane changing, especially when there's a lot of it, increases the risk.
I've seen them in states where it's like, you know, move over is your only option, and that he'll be 2 feet out into the lane when he stops, and it just makes it tough.
1,000 miles.
Like white strobe light on the back of that bus isn't doing me any good this morning.
Oh, I'm sorry, my APRS beacon went off.
Let's just have that. You know, a strobe light on top. Man, it's dark, that thing's bright.
Those things.
Just make them like yellow or something like that.
Your attention, even if it's supremely annoying. It's really heavy this morning. We're out through Greenville right now.
That's for me, too. Annette, I finally got off the interstate.
And the middle lane is going 40 miles an hour, and the left lane is going 100 miles an hour. I want something in the middle.
And somebody will pull from the middle lane and pull out, try to pass, and then you're not even close to being that speed. Hey, I'm going to say 7-3. I get rolling down to the gate. I see there's a truck parked at the gate, and she ain't going to let him in or anything. So, but you have an awesome day in that, and I'll catch you again, like, I guess, next week. KN4 TFW.
Good day and a great weekend, and I'll chat with you Monday. Talk to you later. 73, this is WTUJKT. I'm clear as well.
Y'all have a great day, and I guess I'll talk to you Monday. KF4NXY.
I didn't hear you this morning, but hope you have a great day, and we'll chat with you next week. WTUJKT. Enjoy that coffee.